string around it. You go down that dip down there and get honey. But late on in the year, that stuff would get blacker and blacker. The blacker it got, the better it got. It'd blister your mouth, I guess, you had too much of it.
Now, did they have a place, what sort of houses, buildings would you have around the farm, you know, that sort of thing?
Oh, we had a pea house out there where we taken and had the pea shelling all in, and a house out there that stacked all the fodder in, what they'd take and bring in off the stacks. And,
yes.
And a velvet bean house, and a big old smokehouse, they'd kill sometime 150, 200 hogs and put them in there for them running about 26 plows there. And wage his hand, and they take and go ahead and had a long house out there that all of them would take you and the wage his hand would stay in. I slipped out of bed a minute night and go out there and get in the bed with them, and we'd take and they'd play cards and shoot dice and all, and I was just a little bitty boy and sleep with them big old fat nigger women. Some of them had titties that big. Your man laid my head. I couldn't turn my nose down, but I could turn it up. They say that's the one. I done it on many night. They take. I put my pillows in the bed. I got to slip out the one and go out there and get in the bed with them and lay there all night. Next morning, I jump up by daylight. Now, I know that I had to get the wood in and get the water and everything for Mama and them to start and start a fire in the stove. And I'd make it there and go in, ain't fanning them. They come in, they're women that cook there.
Yeah.
And ain't fanning them litter in the house above there, and them two gals of hers, and what, there's about eight or nine of them nigga gals, a set, two sets of twins. They stayed there in that place. They'd come by there and pop it high.
Yeah.
And they had women quartered up in, and the men quartered out the low end down there.
Uh-huh.
One section for the white, and one section for the color. And all, and we get out there, and you know, I'm gonna tell you that I was a little bit of fella, but I'm gonna tell you that I seen the time of my life with it. Sure did. What hurts them now that mixing up like they got to go to school together and all with them, but it hurt the rich people started, and they the one is hurting. It ain't hurting the poor people. Well, I'm going to tell you, I was raised with the niggers. I've ate with them. I've slept with them. And, but the rich people used to make them come in the back door now, and they can't hardly get them to come in the front door. Come in the back door and pull the hat off and stand there, and it's yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and yes, sir. And now they come to the front door. I got the white people, they tell them that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, come right in. Sometimes I think they think they're chocolate candy. They want to eat them. Called it black. They on television, I watch them. I seen a white woman last night. She kissed that nigga about 30 times. I thought sure she was going to eat him up. She thought it was candy. But, you know, such as that, it ain't the nigga's fault. It's the white people's fault. They go around, I got, and get these nigger young'uns and all, I got, and some of them too white to go to the nigger school, and too black, I got, to go to the white school, and they messed up, and the white people done it.
Did y'all have that happen around here, you know, white and black people taking up?
Yeah, plenty of it. I got, not that I've been for the last 50 years. I got it right now in Cuffett up yonder, there's 80% of them. I'm talking about the rich people. You take old MacPherson up there. I know Carl, Kenneth, Deedon, and all of them. I got, he never did marry, Deedon didn't. I got, he lived with that nigga woman and got them young'uns, I got, and went over yonder and you fall in, the first white woman he ever messed with, she sat out of his lap and he fell over there with a heart attack. Yeah, sure did. And then you take that old Rivers, they call him up there. He just like Deedon.